We are young today, and precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today, let's be young tomorrow.
Welcome to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here with Kimberly Moss today. She's our nurse practitioner at Executive Medicine of America. And we're having a girl's day because both Dr. Gammon and Dr. Mark Anderson, they're out. So, hey, everybody needs a lookout because we got a little estrogen in the room here. Hey, don't forget we have the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day for you at the end of the show. It's your chance to win a free book. That's right, free. Doesn't cost you a thing, but you got to get it right. So write down this number, 844-WELL-100. It's toll-free, doesn't cost you anything. 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. And that website, stayyoungamerica.com. Stay young, the two Y's together, stayyoungamerica.com. All right, today, guess what we're going to talk about? This is going to be so much fun. We're going to talk about midlife and midlife crisis. And, you know, you think Dr. Anderson has a little cocky side. Man, wait till you hear Kim here. She seriously is like the female version of Dr. Anderson.
Wow.
Can you live up to that, Kim?
I don't know if I want to try to.
All right. So I think one thing we should first do is kind of identify the world according to Judy and Kim. You know, what is a midlife? What constitutes that midlife crisis? I mean, when do you kind of know you're having it?
You know, I think it's when you hit that point in your life where you realize that I'm kind of set. I mean, I'm married to my mortgage. I'm married to this man. I've got these kids that are
or
my
this
number
woman.
One priority. Exactly. Exactly. And this is how I spend my day. And I'm tired managing all this and there's no time for me.
Yeah. Oh, you know, that's a really good analogy because I think that's what happens. You get stuck in that routine and, and you kind of look around and go, what?
Right.
And you know what's strange? I think this happens to a lot of people. And whether it happens to them at 40, 50, 60, some point in their life, they look around and they feel or they think, man, I still am that person I was when I was 19 or 20.
Right.
But everyone else got old. I mean, what happened to them? But you don't recognize, I'm speaking kind of for myself, and other people have told me this, you don't recognize you've gotten older. I remember a conversation I had with a gentleman once. I said, yeah, well, you know, when you get our age, and he goes, I'm not your age. And he was like 30, and I was like, wow, I forget that I'm not that age.
Right. I remember seeing my ID flashed 35 when I was being carded, and it was like 35. Like it was just dropped on me. Like all of a sudden, I just woke up and I was 35 that day. But yeah,
isn't that weird?
It's frightening.
Yeah, or the boxes. I mean, since when does 40 fit in the same little box you check with 60?
Exactly.
I mean, who came up with that? That's a really dumb system.
That's a really mean grouping.
But you know, and also midlife has changed because people are living longer. So it used to be people, you know, had these midlife crises when they were like 40, and then they kind of had them when they were starting to turn 50. But now you see people like in their 60s that are going, ooh, I'm going to probably live to be 100. Maybe I want a new career. Maybe I want to change things in my life. So,
and for the first time, there's time to have a second career. When most people were looking at retiring, I mean, they've got another 20, 30 years they could be working still.
And they
got
to afford themselves.
Exactly.
So it's not just about, you know, having fun. It's about, my gosh, I got to pay for myself.
Exactly.
And okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. Doc Shock is something we see in the news that either shocks us because it's interesting or shocks us because we can't believe it finally made the news and we've been talking about it forever. So this one actually shocks us because it's in the news and it's interesting, I think. You'll really appreciate this, Kim. So Australian French scientists have shown that electromagnetic stimulation can change the brain's organization. So the result is that the brain works better. So in this study, the researchers used transcranial magnetic stimulation. That's a fancy word, but the little short thing is RTMS. So they did it on mice, and they shifted abnormal neural connections to more normal locations. And so what this means for our listeners is this could mean big news for neurological disorders or epilepsy or even depression. And, you know, I was thinking, maybe someday we can take our teenagers and, and they can stick some magnets on their brain.
I have a few volunteers for you.
It was just a thought, yep. But
let's run with it.
Well, it's always interesting to see when they come up with something that you know has significance. So I think this is some good research, and I think it's going to change things without doing, you know, surgical things. You know, a lot of dangerous things happening out there have in the past trying to fix these issues, and this seems like if it works, hey, it's going to be good.
Very non-invasive.
That's the Immortal Minute. And since Dr. Anderson's not here, Kim's going to take it.
I'm going to take it. Okay. By eating purple foods such as grapes, blueberries, pomegranate, eggplant, and yucky, yucky beets, even drinking wine, you can help protect your nerve connections and even form new ones to reverse the aging brain. So add a couple purple foods to every meal.
Okay, you said yucky beets. I love beets.
Oh, my
What's
goodness.
Wrong
What's
you?
Wrong with you?
Beets are good.
You know...
If Walter was here, he'd be telling you about his borscht. You know, it's this beet soup. You know, Ukrainians love this borscht. He uh-huh. makes this amazing borscht.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just sitting there going, yuck, huh?
Yeah. No, I would rather starve to death. Seriously. I'll just drink another glass of wine and all is right in the world.
I told you, folks, she's the female version of Dr. Anderson. But all right, I want to make sure everybody out there knows we are on Facebook. You can get great tips. We put health tips. We put links to the shows. Go on Facebook and friend us at Stay Young Media. Go to Stay Young Media Group. You'll see our pictures, pictures of us in the studio. Also, all that other great, great information. And then I want to give a shout out. We're so excited about our military that listens. We know you're listening. We can see where the podcasts are coming from. We love you guys and gals, and we're so appreciative for your service. And we just can't say enough. We're happy to bring you a little piece of home, and we want all of you to come home safe. And we love you, and we love your families. But thanks for listening. And if you're in the service, if you know someone who just needs a piece of home just because they're out of town, tell them to go to Stay Young Media. On the Facebook, Stay Young Media Group, they can find links to the podcast there. They can get a piece of home as well. All right, each week on the Staying Young Show, we bring you information that you can use. Don't go away, because we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that midlife crisis and the symptoms that go along with it.
Hey everyone, this is Larry North, and for years I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside, but when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a 5-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need, and more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300, or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300, or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
Stop wondering if you're in good health and come find out. See the experts on preventative and proactive medicine at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their half-day programs include over 80 lab values, multiple diagnostic tests, and expert health advice from the leaders in proactive and preventative health. There's nothing more reassuring than to have a trusted physician look at the big picture and put all the pieces of your health together. There's a reason that so many people travel from all over the world to see the physicians at Executive Medicine of Texas. Learn more about the Executive Physical Program and yearly concierge packages at Executive Medicine of Texas and visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC, 800-910-EXEC. Don't be fooled by executive health programs that offer little more than what you would have with your HMO exam. Visit emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young vitamin line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit stayyoungvitamins.com. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of executive medicine of America, where patients fly in from all over the globe. This is Judy Gammon. Don't forget, we have the Dementia Defender trivia question at the end of the show. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Write down this number. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. 844-WELL-100. All right, the docs are out today. So we got a little estrogen in here. I'm here with Kimberly Moss. She's our nurse practitioner, and she's also the director of executive care at Executive Medicine of America. And today's topic, if you're just tuning in, is all about the midlife crisis. So we kind of were talking about how, you know, that time, the timing on midlife crisis has kind of changed because we're living a little bit longer. But I wanted to go through the symptoms. I mean, when you see patients, you know, what are the symptoms you're usually seeing, and what age do you kind of start seeing those symptoms?
You know, within the 40s and early 50s, patients will come in and they're heavier than they've ever been in their life. They're losing hair, and this is women and men. They're tired. They come home at the end of the day and they just want to sit down on the couch and fall asleep. So it's just, they don't have the energy. They don't have the body that they've had their whole life, and they feel like they're on the downhill slide.
Yeah. And you know, I think there's a lot of truth to that. I mean, once you get over 40, you kind of do look and say, man, what happened? And
exactly.
But it happens so gradually that you don't see it. It's kind of like when, you know, you run into somebody who your kids grew up with their kids, and you look at their kids and go, man, your kids are so old, but you don't realize your own kids have, you know, grown up. So
right.
I think that we're stuck in these bodies, and one day we just go, what?
Yep.
What the heck?
And then the depression sets in at that time too.
Yeah. Depression. That's a big one. I think a lot of people have that. But you know, that's when you look at some of these, and we've talked about this on the show before, some of these things have to do with a number of issues. It could be a hormone imbalance, but also we discuss micronutrient deficiencies. This is really important if you're having deficiencies in many areas, B vitamins, vitamin D, mm-hmm. all these different areas, you can get a lot of these symptoms.
Exactly.
And at that age, don't you think we're just working so hard we don't even really remember to eat properly?
And eating on the run. So a lot of foods are just nutritionally void, and people have deficiencies that they have no idea that they have. There were several cases of patients who came in thinking they had fibromyalgia or were told that they had that, and in fact, they were just B12 deficient.
Yeah.
The symptoms are almost identical.
Yeah, I know. I want your take, and I know where I stand. I know where the doctors stand on this fibromyalgia diagnosis. We almost feel like it's that IBS diagnosis.
Yes.
Where, you know, we can't figure out what's wrong, so we're going to label you.
Diagnosis of exclusion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's just it hasn't been dug deep enough into.
Right.
Because lots of times we have patients that come into us at Executive Medicine of America, and they, you know, they bring all their records and their notes, and they're at their wit's end, and they see Dr. Gammon or they see Dr. Anderson, and they, you know, they dig through and they go, okay, yeah, you've had a lot of tests, but here's some things we probably should check. And a lot of times they're like, you know, they've had all these really expensive testing, and all we're going to do is, like, let's check your micronutrients, or let's do some simple blood tests. Or, and then we get to the bottom of it, and like, I had a lady just today that was in the office. She had heard me speak at her corporation, and she said, you know, I heard you speak, and then I realized I was on a ton of medication, and she, you know, she said, I came in, I got straightened out. She actually, right there in the waiting room, listed off all the stuff she was on, you know,
right.
and said, but now this is, you know, what I'm doing, because I feel so good. And in that moment, I was like, that's why we do what we do.
Exactly. I remember a patient who was taking a beta blocker, which it's a blood pressure medication that lowers your heart rate. And she had low blood pressure to start off with, but she was taking it for tremors. And as it turned out, she was deficient in magnesium.
Which caused her tremors?
Exactly.
Oh,
exactly.
My gosh.
So, you know, people end up taking medications for side effects of other medications that, when in fact the true problem is a nutrient deficiency.
I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is so true. Even like things like Pepcid or you know, regular antacids, things that you can get over the counter,
mm-hmm.
taking those can make you deficient in B12,
exactly.
and vitamin
mm-hmm.
D and zinc. And then suddenly you don't have any energy, you don't know what's wrong with you, but you've been on these stinking antacids for so long, because I don't know why they get refilled, even if the prescriptions get refilled all the time,
right.
without any follow-up. And then they get into things like what we now label a midlife crisis, you
right.
know. And when they were 40, they got put on this stuff because they, you know, I'm stressed out, I have an ulcer.
Or they put on an extra 5 or 10 pounds and now they have reflux.
Right.
When if they had just taken off those 5 or 10 pounds, they wouldn't have the reflux, they wouldn't need that medication, and they would be B12 deficient.
Yeah. Oh,
so.
You see, you get it. You know, mm-hmm. it's all about the pieces of the puzzle.
Exactly.
So why do you think, and this may be a rhetorical question, but why do you think a lot of practitioners, whether it's a nurse practitioner, a PA, a physician, you know, an MD or a DO, or why do you think they overlook some of these things that seem like they're no-brainers to us, but they're just completely overlooked?
Because it's a quantity system, not a quality system. And when you've got 30 people on your schedule for that day, you're looking for a solution to the problem, write a script, on to the next patient.
Which means all these people are out there getting a prescription for this, for that, then something for the side effects.
Exactly.
I mean, it just goes on and on.
Downward spiral. Yep.
And then they're like, I can't afford my drugs.
Exactly.
Well, how about we get you off of some of these?
Right.
I mean, some you have to be on. I mean, mm-hmm. we're not going to tell somebody, oh, let's take you off your blood pressure medication so you can have a stroke. I mean, obviously there are medications that are good. You got to be on them. You know,
sure.
They're necessary. But then again, don't be your worst enemy.
Exactly. And so many medications that people have to take, they wouldn't have to take if they could just make a few lifestyle changes.
Yeah.
By changing their diet, they don't have to hit the gym 5 days a week. Just by making modest lifestyle changes, they could take off 5, 10, 15 pounds and not need half of their medications.
Yeah. So if people are experiencing weird symptoms, what we call the midlife crisis,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're having hair loss, you know, gosh, well, we probably should check their thyroid.
Sure.
You know, they're having fatigue. Well, we need to check their vitamin levels,
mm-hmm.
among other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're angry. Okay, well, let's take a look at your diet. Are you downing artificial sweeteners? What's going on here?
Right.
I mean, it seems like it should be a no-brainer for someone to come in to a program like ours at Executive Medicine America and get a half-day exam where we're like, okay, we're going to put all the pieces of the puzzle together.
Right.
Because obviously something's missing, and you're not going to find it on these 5-10 minute doctor's visits.
Exactly.
Nothing irritates me more than talking to somebody and they say, Oh, I'm fine. I went to the doctor. He said I was fine.
Right.
Or I had my blood work checked. Everything's good. Well,
right.
I promise you, in the tube or two tubes that he took, he checked some very, like, minor things. I mean, usually it's the blood count.
Sure.
In the chemistry panel.
Usually people will come in and when they're sick. And yeah. So they're checking things related to whatever they're complaining about. If they're, you know, they're looking for an infection, running a CBC for that. But they're not looking for things like thyroid. If they're not saying, oh, I'm having a problem with fatigue or hair loss, you know. So a lot of times they think everything's fine. Well, you don't know if everything's fine because you haven't been to the doctor just for a wellness visit.
Yeah. And how many people get so used to the way they feel that they don't even realize that they have a problem?
That's their new baseline.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're like, no, don't have any of that. Don't have any of that. And then when they get better, man, I used to have. And also they realize what was really going on. Well, let's look at the funny side of the midlife crisis. I mean, because, you know, it used to be, they say, well, you're either going to buy a red sports car or have an affair.
Right.
So, I mean, there is a kind of an interesting side to the midlife crisis. So, I mean, what's kind of been your experience with people in the whole midlife crisis thing?
You know, I think it's a little different for men and women. I think, you know, with women, they look at opportunities lost. Like, you know, I spent my youth raising my children, and now I have nothing left for me now that my kids are going away and I'm an empty nester. I think with men, they look at, you know, do women find me attractive anymore? And you know, they're afraid of death more so than women are as a rule. Which is, I think, is funny.
They're afraid of death. Probably because they're going to meet their maker and they're going to answer for all that crap
That's right. But maybe by being married to a man for so long, women aren't all that afraid of death anymore.
There could be some truth in that.
Yeah, yeah.
But then again, I got to say, for some men, I mean, they could say that too.
That's true. Yeah. I think the biggest thing with women is we're so used to taking care of other people that, you know, we leave ourselves behind. We don't prioritize exercising, eating well, socializing, doing things that are important to us.
Yeah, I completely agree. So I want to make sure the listeners have the phone number 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100, 844-935-5100. You're going to need that because we're going to do Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day at the end of the show. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, your choice, Age to Perfection or Stay Young. You get a choice of book, but you got to give us your correct answer, and then your name and contact info, where we can send the book and which book you want. But we got to go to a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk about hormone levels and how they affect the midlife. Very, very important. You're going to want to hear this, so stay tuned.
Do you have symptoms that have gone unexplained despite previous evaluations? Sometimes as a physician, our job is to be a detective. Luckily, modern medicine allows us now to see things at even the smallest level, the cellular level. Micronutrient deficiencies can cause various symptoms, everything from fatigue, leg pains, headaches, decreased sexual desire. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today at 817-552-4300 and schedule a micronutrient test. Many symptoms can be explained by these nutritional deficiencies. You can also find a chart that details the different deficiencies and the common symptoms associated with those on our website at emtexas.com. That number again at Executive Medicine of Texas, 817-552-4300. Again, you're welcome to visit us on our website, emtexas.com.
Have you felt that nudge? You know the one where you know you need to get to the doctor for a physical exam, but for one reason or another, you just haven't made it a priority? Don't put it off any longer, and don't settle for a 5-minute exam. People fly in from all over the world to see us, because at Executive Medicine of Texas, you spend a half day with our health and wellness experts. Our exams start with blood tests that yield over 80 separate results, including hormone levels. You also receive a number of other tests, allowing us to evaluate your heart health, your risk for having a stroke, and your cognitive function. Your health is your most important asset. Make your health a priority. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to your family. Schedule your half-day exam today by calling 1-800-910-3932 or visiting emtexas.com. 1-800-910-3932 or emtexas.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Walter Gammon, co-author of the book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health and partner at Executive Medicine of Texas. I want to talk to the women out there for a moment. The female body starts to change as early as age 30. Finding an adequate balance of hormones is the best way to stay young and stay looking and feeling young. Executive Medicine of Texas is able to do a full assessment of your hormonal levels and make recommendations accordingly. Our two-visit assessment includes 19 laboratory tests, physician assessment, mammogram, and recommendations. If you're a candidate for bioidentical hormones, we'll prescribe a dose that is as individual as you are. Schedule your assessment today and start feeling better tomorrow. Call 1-800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com. That's 800-910-3932 or visit emtexas.com.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show, and I want to share a secret with you. The Stay Young Vitamin line has an ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails. Many of our listeners and many of our patients enjoy this supplement because they get to regain their youth. That's right. Ultra-sexy hair, skin, and nails will keep you looking beautiful and youthful. Go to StayYoungVitamins.com. That's StayYoungVitamins.com. Or you can call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932.
Are you tired of the 10-minute exam? Does your doctor have one hand on the door just waiting to leave? We're dedicated to our patients and know that it takes time and attention to get their health where it needs to be. Learn more about the Executive Medicine of Texas Executive Physical Program and the yearly concierge package at emtexas.com or call 800-910-EXEC. That's 800-910-3932. Don't put your health off any longer. You're too valuable.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. If you haven't gone to StayYoungAmerica.com, be sure to go there. That's Stay Young, the two Y's are together. StayYoungAmerica.com, two Y's. And also, write down this number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, or Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So here's how you do it. You get it right. You tell us what the answer is, and you give us your information. We need your name, your address, and what book you want. And if you win, we send you the book. We're happy you're listening, and we're glad you're being part of the show. So, all right, the docs are out today, which means the girls will play. I've got in... That's pretty good, huh?
I like it.
I got in the studio with me, Kimberly Moss. She is a nurse practitioner with us at Executive Medicine of America. Dr. Anderson and Dr. Gammon are out, and I'm sure they'll be listening to this and criticizing the show. I don't know who does that, criticize the show when they're not there. But anyways, today's topic is all about midlife crisis. And so it is a little lopsided because the girls are talking about it, and I'm sure it'd be fun to have the guys in here talking about it as well. But, you know, this is a topic that we couldn't cover if we didn't talk about, I mean, we wouldn't do it justice if we didn't talk about hormone levels. I mean, really, that plays such a big part in this. And let's kind of go through the emotional side of hormones. Like, what happens
to a marriage and a relationship when the hormone levels drop for either one or both?
Well, looking at just the libido factor, you know, when men have less interest and women have less interest, that's, you know, that's a major part of a marriage. And when that suffers, you know, a lot of times the one spouse feels as though the other one's not attracted to them anymore, when it's just they don't have the libido that they once had.
They're not attracted to anybody.
Exactly.
They just want to go out and spend money
and be asexual.
but I've seen a lot of people come into the practice, you know, because we do the bioidentical hormone therapy. Matter of fact, that's kind of your forte in the practice. You do a lot of that. And sometimes they're like on the brink of divorce.
Sure.
And they're like, look, you know, I don't know what happened. I don't have any energy.
Right.
You know, it's not just about the sex. It's that I don't have any energy. I don't have any interest. People are just bugging me.
Right. Yeah. No. Marriage is tough when you have an interest. So when that interest goes away, I mean, with a lot of marriages, they become roommates.
Yeah.
And co-parents and the sex element is a big deal. It's a major issue. It brings a lot of people in, and it keeps people coming to the clinic because it's an easy fix.
Yeah. And I love it when they say, oh, my gosh. I mean, it's like we're newlyweds again.
Exactly.
And, they love each other, and they feel good, and they're doing good at work, and they're, you know, not killing their kids, and they're not, like, wanting to put their mother or dad up for sale on Craigslist.
Exactly.
They really go from one extreme to the other.
You know, and our best referral system is other patients, and 9 times out of 10, it seems like it's the spouse of someone that we already see.
Yeah.
Because once they start feeling better and they get their libido back, let's have him or let's have her keep up with me now.
That's exactly. I was just thinking about a patient the other day, came up to Dr. Kamen in public and said, hey, I got a problem because I'm wearing my husband out and I'm thinking about the pool guy.
You know, time to get him in here.
He's like, man, if you're wearing your husband out, maybe your husband needs to come in. So I thought that was funny, you know, because that's from the female side. And then there are females that say, I finally understand a man's perspective.
Exactly.
Because I could take it or leave it, but now I get it.
Right. I actually had a female patient say to me, I understand how men could look at sex like having a piece of pizza when you're hungry. It's just a drive that you have that goes beyond just, you know, how am I feeling about him and our relationship right now.
It's, you know, the female version is, can we talk? How about we talk about, let's talk about our feelings for an hour. And then if I'm in the mood
and if we snuggle enough first, then maybe. This kind of puts us on their level and just brings that drive back. I know that for the first time I had the desire to have sex with my husband when I was very, very angry with him, and that wouldn't have happened without testosterone. So I don't know if that's good or bad.
Get over it.
We're going to talk about this later.
I think that's funny. So, all right. So when patients let's just kind of walk through the process of somebody who has a hormone deficiency, and let's kind of talk about. Because not everybody comes to us, but sometimes they'll go to their doctor and their doctor's like, no, your hormones are fine.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'll bring us to the labs and we're like, yeah, they're within normal range, but you have to remember that normal range is set from everybody all the way till like 90.
Exactly.
So
it's for like the male range is for adult men from 18 into the 80s.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, you can be within that range, but wouldn't you rather be closer to that 18-year-old than that 80-year-old?
Yeah.
You know, it's which side of normal do you want to be on?
Right.
And men can experience, even though they're within normal limits, symptoms of having low testosterone.
Well, isn't it because when they were younger, they probably were at the very top of that
level?
Mm-hmm. And then for them, you know, their normal is much higher. But of course, we never want to push them too far the other side because that's dangerous. There are some places, you know, they will put testosterone into anybody.
Right.
And then we end up, you know, cleaning up after that because they've ended up with other issues. And we have to remember that when you balance somebody's hormones, I mean, you're actually, it's like a chemistry project. You don't want it to blow up. And so you got to be very careful not to push them too far the other side, because then you can have all kinds of other problems.
Exactly.
It's a fine line,
yep,
you know?
It is. It's a balancing act. Too much is bad, not enough is bad.
Yeah.
So you have to find what's right for that person and you know, we've developed our own optimal range, which works for most people, where they feel their best without having side effects.
Yeah. And, you know, you're really good when you meet with the men and the women. And a lot of women don't realize that they need testosterone. A lot of people think that only men have testosterone.
Right.
But you know, you'll meet with men and women, and sometimes the women need, you know, testosterone and estrogen, et cetera. But, you know, you're really good about the whole picture. Because of your background, on top of doing the pellets and the hormone therapy, you'll do some nutritional counseling with them. So what are common things you see in people in this whole midlife crisis and the hormonal things that's going on nutritionally?
Well, a lot of times, you know, they're just eating foods that are fried, you know, that are causing them to gain weight, causing symptoms such as the gastric reflux we're talking about. Mm-hmm. They're pre-diabetic from their eating habits, so they're tired from that. You know, they have these surges in blood glucose, and then they get that insulin crash afterwards. So, you know, they're putting on weight. They feel unattractive. Their hormones are out of whack. They're perimenopausal. They're approaching menopause, so they're having hot flashes at night. Their temper's, you know, gone. They're frustrated with their kids. They're frustrated with their husbands. They're just out of balance.
Yeah, yeah. And you can kind of see it all over them. You know, it's in their walk, it's in their talk, it's in their skin.
Right.
You can definitely tell the difference in skin in somebody who's hormonally balanced and somebody who's not.
Exactly.
I mean, it's amazing.
Yep.
I mean, I almost want to say you could just say, come over here, let me look at you. Yep.
Yes.
But usually the blood, the blood doesn't lie, but, you know, you look at the blood and then you look at the patient and you're like, yep.
Yes. It's very seldom that after talking to a patient and examining them that their blood work comes back in a way that surprises me.
You already know what
I already know what I'm going to see.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to see patients turn themselves around, spend more time with their appearance after they're feeling better, and pounds start coming off, and they feel like that younger person again.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you're in the practice, too, because I love the doctors, but sometimes our female patients, they want to see a woman.
Sure.
And, you know, they may be embarrassed to talk about these things. They're not all, and trust me, as soon as they get testosterone pellets, they're not embarrassed to say anything.
Right.
They say it like it is. But
they become the alpha female. Yeah.
But anyways, I want our listeners to be sure to go to Facebook. Go to Facebook. You can find us under Stay Young Media Group. And also that website, stayyoungamerica.com. And that phone number, 844-WELL-100, 844-WELL-100. Got to go to break. When we come back, our Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day and our Celebrity Medical Trivia. Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. You can start feeling the effects of hormone changes as early as 30 years of age. And if you're a man or a woman with symptoms of fatigue, loss of stamina, lack of concentration, or a dwindling sex drive, then you may be the perfect candidate for bioidentical hormone therapy. Forget the shots or messy creams. At Executive Medicine of Texas, we offer BioT, bioidentical hormone therapy pellets that are more effective and more convenient. If you're ready to get back to a more youthful version of you, call us today at 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com. Again, that's 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. You can have an increased sex drive, more stamina, and a leaner version of you. Just call 817-552-4300 or go to the web at emtexas.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Larry North. And for years, I've helped tens and thousands of people get fit on the outside. But when it's time for me to get fit and healthy on the inside, I know who I turn to. It's my doctors at Executive Medicine of Texas. Their executive physical program and follow-up care helps me stay in charge of my health and, more importantly, of my life. You have one body, and do not trust it to just a five-minute checkup. Get the physical that you need and, more importantly, one you deserve. Call Executive Medicine of Texas today. The number is 817-552-4300 or go right to the web at emtexas.com. The number again is 817-552-4300 or on the web at emtexas.com. Remember, at Executive Medicine of Texas, we want you to become healthier, leaner, and most importantly, happier. Don't put it off any longer. Pick up the phone today, 817-552-4300.
The Stay Young Vitamin Line is designed to keep you healthy and active by providing only the highest quality of ingredients without unnecessary fillers and additives. Have you looked at the supplements at the store lately? Flashy bottles filled with pills that have artificial sweeteners and colors. Not exactly what you need to get and stay healthy. The Stay Young Vitamin Line has everything from children's supplements and prenatals to multivitamins and even specific products like resveratrol. But the best part is the Stay Young Vitamin Line is free of things you don't need, like artificial ingredients that do more harm than good. Many of our supplements are also vegetarian and free of things like dairy, yeast, and gluten. For more information, visit StayYoungVitamins.com or call 1-800-910-3932. 1-800-910-3932. Stay Young Vitamins, 1-800-910-3932. StayYoungVitamins.com.
Here at the Staying Young Show, we're all about staying youthful and living a long and healthy life.
We never recommend anything that we wouldn't take ourselves. That's exactly why we recommend the same resveratrol supplements that we take each day to help us stay young and healthy. Early research has found that resveratrol has anti-aging, anti-carcinogenic, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties.
Resveratrol is an antioxidant that helps clear the body of free radicals. Free radicals cause cell damage. Resveratrol may also prevent telomere shortening. That's a genetic code that's associated with aging.
Not all resveratrol is created equal. Beware of low-dose resveratrol or resveratrol that is made with fillers. The Stay Young Vitamin Line uses only a pure form. Order your Stay Young Resveratrol capsules by calling 817-552-4300. That number again is 817-552-4300 or visit StayYoungVitamins.com.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. This is Judy. I'm here in the studio with Kimberly Moss, our nurse practitioner. Both the boys have the day off, so we're having a girl's day. The whole hour has been about midlife crisis. Now, don't forget, you can visit that website at StayYoungAmerica.com. There's two Y's in that, StayYoungAmerica.com. You can download past shows by going to iTunes. You can search the Staying Young Show there. And also, don't forget the phone number, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100, 844-935-5100. You're going to need that for Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. That's 844-935-5100 in that website, StayYoungAmerica.com.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia, Celebrity Edition. Who do we have today, Judy?
All right, today we have with us Martha Byrne. She is an Emmy-winning actress who has spent 20 years on As the World Turns, and now she's working on a new series called Wait. So happy to have you on with us, Martha. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me.
Well, okay, before we get into the trivia, tell me a little bit about what you're doing right now.
Oh, it's been a little crazy these last couple of days. I'm shooting a pilot called Wait about a contestant on a reality show who loses a tremendous amount of weight and has to go back to her real life and all that entails. It's a comedy. So I like to say dramedy because there is a lot of drama you find a lot of funny in dramatic situations. And I think the creator, Darren Strauss, did a phenomenal job writing the show just on that edge of funny and drama. So we've had a great time shooting it, and it's been great.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
is
awesome.
That a fun role for you?
That's amazing. I know, having played Lily on As the World Turns, for so long, and then I played her twin sister Rose, who was actually very funny. I love doing comedy. I absolutely love it. But I think in the industry, people would see me as a dramatic actress, and that's wonderful. So to do something funny for me is just like, oh, heaven.
Yeah, I bet. It gives you a break, and you get to use that more creative side of your brain, the impromptu.
It's hard. It's a harder medium to be successful in comedy. It's if someone's not funny, they're just not funny.
Yeah, and when they're good, they make it look easy, right?
Exactly. That's the trick. And I think we found it with the show, just having cast everyone sight unseen, basically, because of our scheduling. And the creator was on the East Coast. I was on the West Coast. I mean, I'm sorry, the opposite. We were all over the map. So we had to kind of put our cast together in our brains. And it worked out really, really well.
Oh, that's good. Well, they didn't overthink it. I think sometimes, you watch a show and you're thinking, oh, they missed it. Just this one character. If it would have been different, it would have been, so much better. But maybe they overthought the role.
Maybe, or it's someone's friend.
Or someone owes somebody a
favor. Because, there's no nepotism or anything in this business.
Oh, no. Never.
Basically, I did cast all of my friends in this project, by the way. But they're all incredibly talented. And you're right, though. It's like when there's one thing missing, it sets off the whole balance of the ensemble.
Yeah, it does.
You pray. You have a good editor who finds the moments, and then you have magic.
Yeah.
We don't know as viewers what the backstory is about how that happened or whose flavor that was the choice for whoever, the producer, the director, the writer. Sometimes there's like all-out wars about casting for these roles. And I've heard a million stories about who the director wanted, but yet this person got it, or the opposite. So,
yeah.
You just don't know.
Yeah, you don't know. Okay, now let's go to the fun part. So we digress.
Okay.
All right, so... So this is the way it works, and just to remind you, so there's five questions. They're worth different amounts of points.
Okay.
And you're going to actually win some stuff. So if you get 40 points, we're going to send you some resveratrol.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and if you get 60 points, we're going to actually send you some Lifeline stem cell cream. We sell out of this stuff constantly, and it's amazing, and it's these are great things to win. So I think you can do it.
Okay.
So here we go.
I've had coffee. That's about it. So let's see how it goes.
All right. Let's see. So Kim and I are going to trade off the questions.
Okay.
And then we'll see if you get it right. So first question I'll do is we're 10 points. What's the body's heaviest by weight organ? So like if you were to take the organs out and set them on a scale, which of the body's organs weighs the most?
Liver.
No, so sorry.
Yeah,
it's the lungs. Together, they weigh 42 ounces, and the right lung is actually 2 ounces heavier than the left.
Interesting.
So it's okay if you don't get these right, because this is an educational thing for the listeners.
I probably won't, so continue.
Oh, no. We
and
know
by the
you.
Way, my mother was a research biologist, so she got all that. Okay, continue. Here we go.
Liver was actually my first guess, too. So, okay, question number two. What disease is the focus of oncology?
So if you're seeing an oncologist, what do you probably have?
Oh, it's a blood disease.
Well, it could be.
It could be.
You can have leukemia.
Exactly.
So
I would say cancer.
Yes. There you go.
I'm going to say make sure. Okay, good.
Okay, you got 20 points. Here we go. All right, here's the next one. It's worth 20 points as well. What structure joins a bone to a muscle?
Ligament.
It's really tendon, but should we give it to her?
Let's give her half.
Okay, we're going to give you half. So now you're up to 30 points.
What is it?
At tendon.
Ah, that's close.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Okay. Veins carry blood to what organ?
Heart.
Exactly.
Oh, okay, that one was worth... Mm-hmm. That we should up the points on that, don't you think? So maybe we can give her 20. Okay, so now you're at 45 points,
woohoo!
Right? Oh, no, 50 points.
Well, if we're giving her an extra five, then...
Yeah, okay, I don't know, but you got the resveratrol.
You got a lot of points.
I'm doing good. Hold on.
All right, is it my turn?
It's your turn.
Okay, all right, so what's the difference between vitamins and minerals? And if you get this one right, you don't just get the resveratrol, but you're going to get the Lifeline.
Oh, you can do it! I know it.
I'll give you a hint. Vitamins come from one place, and minerals come from another. Okay, which one comes from where?
The minerals come from the ground.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, where do the vitamins come from?
Oh, my God.
What else do we eat?
Well, vegetables, but what are we going to call it? It's pulled from...
Yeah, we get it.
Plants.
Right, plants.
Plants and
animals.
Oh, plants and vegetables.
Yeah. Yes. There we go.
Okay, sorry. I'm like going, okay, I'm close.
Yep.
I know minerals come from the ground. That's in science class. I got that.
That's right. And just for our listeners, a little tidbit here. Vitamins are essential for growth, digestion, and nerve function, and minerals support cell structure and help build bones and regulate body processes. So this is really important. And vitamins are actually named after alphabets like A, B, C, D, E, and K. And then examples of minerals would be calcium, which is good for bones, and iron, which we know carries oxygen in the blood. So
extremely educational.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you were all part of it. And we're going to give you resveratrol, and we're going to give you Lifeline.
Woo-hoo!
So,
thank you.
All right.
I'll take it.
All right. We'll contact you off the air to get where to ship it. But also, where's the website? You want to send our listeners out so they can check you out?
Absolutely. I think you can follow me on Twitter. It's Martha Byrne, BYRNE10. And Facebook, Martha Byrne, BYRNE. Those are the sites that I use all the time. I'm always on.
Thanks, Martha. Oh, my gosh. She was fun.
She was.
This is Cerebral Cindy, the niece of Dementia Defender, here to give you the riddle of the day. Today's got a tough one. Here we go. A box of marbles costs $20. If the marbles are worth $19 more than the box, what is the box worth?
All right, say it again.
A box of marbles costs $20. If the marbles are worth $19 more than the box, what is the box worth?
All right, so this isn't like what you think, right? I mean, this is a trick.
Mm-hmm,
this is obviously a trick because I was like, oh, I know the answer. But every time I think I know the answer, that's not it. So, Cerebral Cindy, is this true? It's a trick?
It's a trick.
All right, so you got to really use your Mensa brain for this one. Here's what you do. If you know the answer and you got the answer right, you're going to call 844-935-5100. That's 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to that website, stayyoungamerica.com, and you can fill out the contact us form. There's actually like a submit your dementia defender answer. And that's your chance to win a free copy of the book, either Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise, or Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health. Again, shout out to that military. We love you guys and gals. Thanks for listening. And thank you to the families that have military out there making us free and keeping us out of harm's way. We're grateful to all of you for your sacrifices. And then don't forget, go on Facebook, find us, Stay Young Media Group, Stay Young Media Group, and that website, stayyoungamerica.com. So I think it was fun having estrogen in the studio.
And a little bit of testosterone.
A little bit of testosterone. Uh-huh. That's right. Yeah, we cannot like go without saying women have testosterone too.
That's right. And men have estrogen.
And men
deal with it. Deal with it, gentlemen.
And sometimes men have too much. We didn't even get into that.
Yeah.
Sometimes men have too much estrogen.
Sometimes they do, and we can fix that as well.
That's right.
That's right.
And get them converted back to where they should be.
Balanced. It's there for everyone.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to the Staying Young Show, the voices of Executive Medicine of America. For more information, visit website stayyoungamerica.com.
We are young today. And precious time is ours to borrow. We won't let it slip away. We are young today. Let's be young tomorrow.
This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. When people see my face and they compare it to my headshot a year ago, they always ask the same question. What have you done and why do you look so much younger? Well, on the Staying Young Show, we stay on top of the latest and greatest medical advancements, and that's how we heard about the newest technology on anti-aging, and that's stem cell cream that's made from non-embryonic human stem cells. It's made by a company called Lifeline Skincare, and they actually work only and exclusively with stem cells. Now, stem cells cause your skin to produce young, healthy skin cells and replace the older, damaged ones. Within just 3 to 4 weeks, you'll see your skin looking smoother, brighter, and younger, just like mine. Now you can learn about this fantastic breakthrough by calling 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. That's 817-552-4300 or stayyoungskin.com. This is Judy Gammon of the Staying Young Show. If you are still seeking out the fountain of youth, wait no longer. In our book, Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health, you will find useful information on every page.
from grocery store must-haves for a younger and healthier you to advice on sex and your health. The book Stay Young, 10 Proven Steps to Ultimate Health works like a health and wellness journal that allows you to apply the information in a way that is personal and specific to your circumstances. There is no better time to get healthier and feel younger, and no better place to get your health information than from the experts on preventative and proactive health. Visit stayyoungthebook.com or call 1-800-910-3932. Again, you can purchase your copy today by visiting stayyoungthebook.com or by calling 1-800-910-3932.